Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Gosh, I'm a little hoarse today. A little pony. Just kidding. You've got the funniest look on your face, Neil.
Well, I was going to say, you're a little hoarse today. Yesterday, you're a little ass.
No, that was not really polite. Yes, you will. Anyhow, here we are. We've got callers in the queue, as we should. We had a little bit of a technical problem on the last show where callers were not showing. So if you were one of the people waiting on Wednesday to speak with us, we did not see you. So we apologize for that. And we are going to be taking calls first today, inviting, as usual, our callers and listeners to follow us. Please follow us here on Facebook, on Twitter. And did I say here on Facebook? I meant here on Blog Talk Radio on Facebook. Two accounts, Neil Baker Psychic and Neil and Kristen Baker. Call in number 914-338-0164. Please do press 1 to speak with us. And to speak with us after the show, 562-596-7818. Okay, so callers in the queue, 208, then 724-678, and 412 area codes. That's the order. Please keep your place in the queue because each one of you will be getting an opportunity to speak with us. Okay, 208 is our first caller. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. My name is Alyssa. How are you guys?
Hi, Alyssa.
My brain is a little scrambled this morning.
Yeah, I understand. I'm feeling that way today, too. And Alyssa, I think we spoke with you maybe before. Did we speak with you before?
Yeah, a couple weeks back.
That's what I thought. It's A-L-Y-S-S-A. Okay, and
yes.
Alyssa, could you remind us of your birthday, please?
Yes, 12-7-89.
Yeah, I see it here. Mm-hmm. 12-7-89, and you had called about a person living in Oregon that you were interested in a relationship. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, are you calling about the same thing today?
No,
or you...
I...
Do something different. You can do whatever you want, but...
Okay. Yeah, it's... Actually, I went on a date with a guy named Zach, and I'm kind of interested to see if you see a relationship between us.
Okay. The date obviously went well, or you wouldn't be calling and asking about a potential relationship. What's your...
Yeah. It's 10-18-94.
10-18-94. So there's a little bit of an age difference. You are 28. Mm-hmm. 20. You're going to be 28 this year, correct?
Yep. All right. Here in a few weeks.
Yes. Coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So he is 22. 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
20. So, I mean, so far, Alyssa, his 10-18 comprises that you're a 37-10-1. His month is a 10, which is your part of your karmic number, and the 10-18 is also a 10 equals 1, which is, you know, there's probably a karmic connection. I haven't even added the whole thing up yet. What's his master number now?
I heard month and day adds up to a 10.
Yeah, your month and day add up to a 10 as well. But
her
master number, yeah, he's a 6.
7, which is her day.
Well, I mean, what do you think, son?
Well, you know, in the dating world, Alyssa, you're, you know, you're about, you know, you're you're in the dating mode and you're meeting guys and, you know, things are going on and off and things like that. The question you're asking is there any potential future with this individual?
Yes.
You know, on a hunch level, a psychic level, yes. I think there is. The only vibrational sense that I'm getting is if you're looking as a woman to ultimately be engaged, to be married, am I finding somebody who has the ability to get into that space with me?
With you?
Or are you looking at just having a relationship and seeing where it goes, no expectations? I mean, do you have an expectation of something deeper than just a relationship? Or are you just looking for a relationship?
I'm looking for marriage and, you know,
marriage,
whole family thing.
Got it. That's what I thought. The thing with Matt, and you may have some information to help us out, but what I'm getting is that Matt may be okay with a relationship on a certain level, but right now, as we speak, I don't think Matt's head is involved in the space. Gee, I'm looking to get married. I think Matt would be cool with a relationship and a responsible one, but I don't know if you're asking us, well, you know, can I have a relationship with this guy? Is there, yeah, can this go into a marriage? What are you getting? Then I get a little bit colder. So how long have you known him?
It's been about a month.
And has he ever been married?
No, but he was engaged for 2 years and he broke it off. It wasn't a good relationship and he's still dealing with that. So I can see why on the marriage thing he's a little bit colder. I know that it's going to take some time before he's comfortable with that idea again.
You know, maybe the relationship didn't go well, and so it just broke off, and he did propose, so they were engaged. So there's something in his attitude where he's thinking to himself, at some point in life, I'd like to be married, and that isn't to say that you and he couldn't get it going. There's a certain amount of energy between the two of you that is very significant. Not only that, but your years intermingle. Your eight to his nine is 89, and your nine to his four is 94. So there's even something going on there that amounts to some sense of rapport. And so, yes, I would say that. I think your biggest problem would be how far this man, Matt, is ready to go towards the element of marriage. And if you're like saying, gee, is there a chance? I would say for a relationship, there's a 70% chance. For marriage, it's more like a 40 as we speak.
Right, because he's 20. I mean, you know, the age factor, which is not a big deal. It's not a big age difference, but at the ages that they are, I think it's a bigger deal than if they were maybe 20 years older. He's 22. Men can be more...
Maybe immature at that age.
Has
he expressed to you, hey, this is really nice, I want to know you more and get together more? Has he said that so far?
He has mentioned, because I asked him yesterday, like, hey, what are you wanting? Are you wanting to, like, date a bunch of girls and stuff like that? Or are you wanting to, you know, see how things go between us and potentially work into something exclusive if that feels right? And he said he's, you know, wanting to look for, right now he wants to see how things go and take me on a couple dates and potentially move into something exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like where we're coming from. I mean, you know, your situation, to answer your question, is Matt going to be, can Matt be a relationship? Probably. So, But to where you're going with marriage, that's not can be answered yet. I mean, there's nothing that indicates, okay, this is so clear cut, He's going to be your husband. This is soulmate material. You're going to be your husband. It's so easy to see. We're not there. What we've got is this element that is has a potential energy field to examine that, but we're not on that page yet. So much more would have to be accomplished. So you don't have a ready-made energy here. You have a karmic situation going on that has some promise to it. It's going to take time. But as we speak,
there's no sure prediction about what's going to happen. Yeah. You have to move through the motions of the relationship and the interaction and see where it goes in terms of the concrete.
Well, that may be, you may say, well, that's just common sense. But we're putting a psychic connotation to it.
Right, because there may be a case where someone might call and they you know, mention someone they're considering dating, and there could be a destiny line with that person. This is not that type of situation where there's a fixed destiny. It's creative.
Your major challenge, and here's where in your lifetime, the energy says there's nothing that's going to stop you from getting married. So there's no karma that says you have to go through life and never be married. That's not going to be your challenge. What your challenge is going to be is finding the right person and getting the right thing in and making sure that whatever karma you have to wrap up with personally is going to be out of the way so that you can have clearance with your potential soulmate. So we'd have to examine a little bit of the inward workings of your own energy to make sure that everything's working properly so that when that special individual comes, which may or may not be Matt, that everything works clean. So the lingering question wouldn't be so much, is this the guy, but also, am I myself ready? And you want to be ready. I know what your desires are. But then we have to look at some other aspects of your own character. That's a different read. See, that's a different read.
Okay.
That goes to the elements of your own psyche.
That's awesome. I like that.
Okay, Alyssa, well, you can always get in touch with us here on the show again, or you can contact us outside the show for a deeper investigation, but hopefully that helped today. And
it does.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
calling.
So much.
You're welcome.
Of course, you guys have a great one.
You too. 562-596-7818 is the number to call. Okay, so let's bring on 724. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
How
this is Mandy. Okay,
Hi, Mandy.
Thank you for asking, and thank you both for having me.
You're welcome.
My question today is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Do you go ahead with your question?
Okay. My baby's father, he just turned one, the child, obviously. He has been away since. Can you hear me?
Your phone cut out for part of that. So,
okay, is this better? I had you on speaker. Maybe this is better?
Better.
Okay. My second son, we haven't seen his father since April of this last past spring. And I was wondering if you saw us seeing him anytime soon or when he would be back.
Okay,
and
the father.
Yes.
Okay, so
Of the second child.
Yes, I have an 11-year-old and a 1-year-old, and this would be of the baby.
You have an 11-year-old and a 1-year-old. Okay, let's just get everybody's birth dates. Where are you calling from, Mandy?
Southwestern PA, Pittsburgh area, outside of it.
Okay, and your birth date?
2279.
Okay, and the birth date of the man you're seeking a reunion with?
7/9/84, I believe. It's horrible.
Wait, I'm sorry. 7/9/80 what?
84. July 9th, 1984.
That's interesting. Well, your year is his month and day, first off.
Wow, I never looked at it that way.
Yeah, 7/9. He's born on 7/9. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if we need the son's birth dates, do we really?
Well, there's two different fathers. The first father of the 11-year-old, the first father, he's around, he's present, he's available, but the second father isn't?
Exactly. The first, the father to 11-year-old, that's an entirely different
conversation. Okay, let me ask you something. forgive us for the background noise. There's work going on.
No, it's okay.
Who in the family background was in the Navy? What's this Navy energy I'm getting?
Nobody that I know of, to be honest with you. No connection on my end or either son's. Now, my 11-year-old, he loves the military anything.
Oh,
like, he
that's
wants to go into the military.
Your 11-year-old loves
obsessed.
The military?
Nobody knows where this is coming from, yes. Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows where it's coming from. So would he love the Marines, the Navy SEALs? It doesn't matter. He just loves the military?
Yeah, that sounds like his personality. Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Okay, so the vibe, Mandy, has to do with probably the first approach to the reading is that we're diving into your son's soul, his past life. And the reason you don't know where it's coming? I'm sorry?
My first son, the 11-year-old.
Yeah,
your 11-year-old's past life as someone who was involved in the military in those past lives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though that's not your direct question, this
you
is where we're going here.
We're addressing first what was the vibration that hit us immediately. And the vibration that hit us immediately was that your son, the energy of your son, your firstborn, has a past life that was intricately involved in the military. And that's why, aside from, you know, he has interest in war movies or whatever is going on in his environment, this is explaining
everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now if we look at that and then we look at the aspect of your question, where is the second father? You know, when we get into the element of the military, when someone in the military is missing, we call them AWOL or missing in action. There's something about the second father, the second father to your child, where the idea of AWOL or missing in action is taking place. Now, somewhere in that plot line, and it may have surfaced in this lifetime, is that ideally someone in the family has owned a gun. Has there ever been any gun owners in the family?
No, I didn't grow up with my mother's side of the family. I grew up with my dad's side of the family, and either him or his brothers didn't hunt, or my brother didn't. But my son, my first son, is obsessed. He could tell you the name of every gun. And he's not a gothic or, like, negative evil kid. He makes straight A's. He's very sports-oriented, friendly. So he's not like he's, like, you know.
You know what,
he just,
Mandy?
It's kind of like a positive.
Yeah, I know.
We're
not judging that. We're trying to analyze what's happening here. And
I'm just trying to help.
Back,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything keeps coming back to your son, which may be in the psychic element. He may hold more power than you even think about what's going on in the whole family structure. What's his birth date?
12/2/05. Which is weird. I'm 2/2 and he's 12/2.
Exactly. Look, you're catching on quick. Yeah. So you've got.
And then if you want another one, the baby's 11/11.
Oh, 11/11, huh? Which is a 2/2, mm-hmm. essentially.
Yeah.
11/11, what year?
None of this was planned, just 2016.
16?
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. I mean, I'm adding everything up. 3, 4, 5.
The 11 year old. 12. Holds the same master number of you. Your master number is 30 equals 3. Your
mm-hmm.
son is actually a 12 equals 3.
Right.
And
I did know that. Somebody pointed that out.
The
mm-hmm.
older son.
The older son.
Yeah.
Right.
And you both have 2/2s in your month and day. You have both 2/2s going on in there.
And so does the youngest son, because it's 11/11, which is essentially 2/2.
Yeah.
And he's 13 equals 4.
You're in bringing into the world your firstborn, this energy has affected the dynamics of the entire circumference of the whole family interaction. There's nothing intentional. It's a, you have to go deep into a past life investigation to understand how all the pieces are fitting together. But there's something,
okay.
There's something, you'd have to examine that first to try to figure out the plot line that comes later, because it also has to do with a little bit of an alcohol problem somewhere with one of the male characters, any alcohol problems in the family background.
In my family or other?
Anywhere.
It could be your boyfriend. Yeah, anywhere.
The baby, the one that just turned one, I don't know for sure because his father's a little prideful like that, but I believe he had some alcohol issues. And to be honest with you, he's currently incarcerated. I don't know if that helps you.
Oh, he's incarcerated. The 38112
yeah.
person is incarcerated. The one born
July.
In 7984. Sorry. 7984.
Yeah, Christian, the baby's, yeah. The baby's name is Christian, the one that was born in 11-11-16. His father is, and so that's why I had guessed, and we haven't seen him since.
Okay, and so are you in communication with him while he's incarcerated?
We've had sporadic conversations.
What was
sometimes
the nature of his incarceration? Why was he arrested? What was his
Well,
crime?
he was on state parole, to be honest with you, and he had a violation and an argument.
For what? So what kind of crime did he get into? I mean, he was on parole, so what was he in prison for originally?
Numerous things, to be honest with you. I really don't want to get into his, on air with everything.
Yeah. Okay. We don't have to go into those details, but you see, there's an element there that as we dig deeper into this and look deeper into it, we're starting to unravel things that the psychic approach is unraveling. So
okay.
The psychic questions are probing deeper and bringing up this information with credibility. So it becomes a little bit of a complicated situation. To me, it's a problem that it's a mixed problem. In other words, you have a little bit of a complexity in resolving all of these issues because you have the father of the young child. There's a lot of problems, very problematic. You can't count on that. There's all kinds of things that are mixed up into it. And you have probably mixed feelings regarding everything. So all of that is very complicated. As that becomes part of the... Go ahead.
No, he isn't causing us any problems. And when he was still here, he wasn't causing us any problems.
What we're doing is looking at the depth of what the karma is that has created the current situation, even though it may look different from the karma itself.
Yeah, and I mean, truly, there is karma. I mean, the 11-2, the father's a 38-11-2, right?
So yeah.
Calculated the son, the 11s. I mean, there's a lot of, this is a big karmic tribal situation.
You see, the thing, the war, the kind of brief warfare that's going on in your life, two different fathers to two different children, the little bit of conflicts you're experiencing, there's a software warfare going on. That doesn't mean that your life doesn't have its pleasures, but there's a software warfare going on, which is the byproduct of a deeper warfare that your firstborn son is coming up with and still experiencing in his mind. There's something connected between that plot line. It's interesting. And I think go ahead.
Not to interrupt you, my first son, the one who was born in 12/2/05, Derek, his father, after almost 11 years last fall, decided to start a whole custody mess. And he was very freckled in his life, per se, and it's really taken a huge
What's
traumatic
his
toll on us.
Mandy,
he's,
what's his birthday?
11/14/83 or 84.
So you don't know the exact.
I'm sorry. It's the biggest problem in our life right now. It's just really destroying us.
So he's either a 28/10/1 or a 29/11/2.
We know when you're dealing in the element of the psychic world, you look at things differently. You got to look at things differently because you're thinking to yourself, okay, so here's what opens up in the storyline. What you're really mm-hmm. saying thus far is that my firstborn son has this war karma. There's something about the war, and that's why he's obsessed with it. And he's so, and that element that he came back to the earth with in his young body, but he's an old soul, that has caused friction in some respects to the whole setup of my life with these other two men and the custody battle. Now, don't forget the word battle. The custody battle,
right.
and the incarceration. And so everything is in this war zone. So what mm-hmm. would be the most logical way of looking at this, which we can't do on the radio show, would be to probe mm-hmm. deeper into the psyche of the 11-year-old to figure out what's going on there on a psychic level mm-hmm. that is explaining the current events, whereby maybe some closure can occur and everybody can live in happy terms. That would be where we're at right now.
And so just real quick, back to her original question, Mandy, you're still wanting a relationship with this person that is currently not accessible to you, essentially, because he's in jail, correct?
Yes, ultimately, that would be my first choice. I have to admit that. But I apologize for that.
That's okay.
I don't even know when he would be getting released, let alone when we'd be seeing him or and so forth.
Yeah, so that's another thing that, you know, I mean, as far as whether there's potential for a relationship after he's released, I mean, that point is unknown when he's going to get out of jail. I mean, maybe there's potential, but,
the problem is that you're trapped. Trapped because the storyline is too deep for you to escape it. So there's going to have to be the element of working through it is going to be mandatory. How mm-hmm. successful you will be in working through it is a matter of question, or, you know, psychic questions and emotional questions. But mm-hmm. you are deliberately in a karmic situation you can't help. That's for sure. I wouldn't say that it has a bad outcome. I wouldn't say it has a bad outcome, but I'm going to say it's going to be very complicated.
With that being said,
it's going to be a complicated outcome no matter what the journey, what direction the journey takes you.
There's a lot of road ahead of you to work through. If it's going to be successful, there's a lot of road ahead for you to work through that you can't avoid.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of road work. So, and some of this is contingent on the man's character and what he's going to decide to do in this lifetime. There's some hope here. But, you know, we're dealing with a lot of harsh karma.
Right. I mean, the complication is, a child is wonderful, but because you created a child with this person, the karma is deeper than if it was just a relationship and there was nothing, you know, in terms of having offspring.
Right, we wouldn't even be speaking of this person then right now.
Well, you may still, in that case, you may still have wanted to be attached to this person, but it wouldn't have involved, you know, the fact that you brought a child into the world and now there is, you know, you're tied to this person, you know, for the rest of your life, essentially, because there's a child. So that intensifies the relationship, obviously, but, you know, you can investigate further. Mandy, you're always welcome to call the show again or contact us directly, 562-596-7818. But we wish you luck and hope that hopefully that our short conversation today is giving you a little bit of insight.
Okay. And just I'm trying to think the coolest way to word this here.
Okay.
So in other words, you guys said that there is hope, and I guess it's, I didn't want to hold on to something that didn't have any possibility of a hope in bettering all the way around.
Well,
if it was
for
me, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Mandy, it's not a point of holding on. It's a point that there's a karma story going on that we're saying you're not going to be able to avoid no matter what. the success of it is still pending. But going through this, I mean, I don't believe you could just walk away and say, you know what, I'm going to forget about all this. It's not going to happen. I'm going to go off my life. I don't think that would be possible. I think you're going to have to face
work through this man.
I think he's probably going to resurface, and there's going to be things you're going to have to work out before you can come to any firm place of closure, good or bad.
Closure in terms of the relationship between the two of them. There's not going to be closure, you know, because they have a kid. So, I mean, but that part of it. So it's still an open-ended story, Mandy.
You'll hear from him.
Okay.
We predict you're going to be hearing from him, Mandy. And then from there, things are going to have to be worked out. And, you know, it's going to be complicated. But you're dealing with very unstable circumstances here in terms of his energy. And that's where the complication is.
So would it be best to try to move on past being with us romantically?
What we're saying is there's still an energy that is tying the two of you together in that romantic category, and that you need to, you know, move forward with time and go through the steps of that relationship and see where it goes. It's too early to say, listen, I'm going to cut it off with you. I don't want to be involved on a romantic level. It's too early to do that because the karma is too deep. So,
you know, if you say, I'm just going to forget about it, I'm going to go on and find romance somewhere else, what we're saying is that he's going to crop up
he's
again.
He's going to resurface, and
so
then you're going to have more of a problem.
You've got to straighten that out first.
Right. Understandable.
Clarity there. You have time for romance. I don't think this absence on his part is going to be that long. So ultimately, he's going to resurface, and then from there, you can make a more rational decision.
All right.
Okay, Mandy, does that help?
Okay. Yes, I appreciate both of your efforts in speaking with both of you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good luck, and let us know how things progress.
Thank you. I appreciate that both. Will do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have 678 next, and then 412. 678, hello. Are you there? Hi, we can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
That's a little better. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Who's this?
This is Adana. Yes, I'm calling in. And I have a question. Just a couple of questions.
Sure, can you spell your name for us?
A is in Apple, D is in David, O-N-N-A.
Adana, okay. Great. We have a lot of work going on outside our home today, so it's a little bit loud, and it's making the situation for the audio not so good. What is your birthday, Adana?
March 20th, 1976.
Okay. And your question. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
We get a lot of people from Georgia. There must be an interest in the psychic world out there. I didn't know that, but there must be.
Yes. My question was pretty much revolved around finances and family and when this soulmate will be coming in my life.
Okay. And you are 41, right? 41 years old?
That's correct. Yes.
41 years old. So, and she's 28-10-1, right? So, Adana, just real quick, in 2004, when you were 28 years old, what was going on in your life? What happened in 2004?
2004. I'm thinking, I had gotten divorced in 01, 2 and 3, 4, I think almost... in between there, I almost died from stress. They had to revive me back. That's pretty much my only thing I can think of. It could have been somewhere a miscarriage, but it was a lot of stuff going on spiritually with family, my mom, and things like that.
Okay. All right. And you're wondering what's happening now in terms of there should have been a change too a year ago at 40.
You know, Wow. You know, you're asking if there's going to be some relationship coming up, if there's any hope for that. Here's what the picture looks like. But now listen to the picture and don't just jump to any conclusion. The man that's coming into your life seems to have some element of the church around him. Maybe he's a church-going person. Maybe he's bringing something authentic and not distasteful to the attitude of what it, of ethics and morals and standards of conduct. But I'm getting this impression that a man is going to be entering your life that is he has a dignity about him. And a little bit of a rescuer, but not to the extent that it's unhealthy, and just happens to fall in love with you. Now that may sound like, you know, maybe it's a pretty picture for you, maybe it isn't, but that seems to be the attitude. And somewhere in the background, it may be somebody you know, maybe somebody you don't know, but there's somebody like Colette or Colleen or Coletta. Something with this sounding name.
C sound.
That is swimming around out there. Maybe it's with him, and we don't know yet. It hasn't come in. But that seems to be going on. And then there's also someone with a sister. So these two elements are kind of mysterious, maybe they're not. But they're kind of in the process of the background. Does it, first of all, do any of those two elements ring any bells to you?
Not really, no.
So what is probably going on, Adonna, is that it's with him. So what we're looking at is that the approach of somebody coming in is coming in with a certain karma on this man's part that's going to be added to your existence. So we're looking at that. Are you active in the church, or do you have any interest, or are you totally opposed to it?
I've been active in the church, but it's been a while. Right now I have transportation, and my living situation as well is not to up to the par. It's just been really down in my life lately here, and I'm trying to get back on my feet with everything and more back in church, because I used to go to church when I was younger all the time. So now it's like it's been a minute.
Well, what you're sharing with us is that you, from your own dialogue, you're saying, you know, I'm getting closer to wanting to go back in. So
I'm sorry,
so
you broke up back in.
Huh?
You broke up when you said going back and what?
Yeah, you're saying I have an interest in maybe getting back there. I'm not ready yet, but there's an interest in me to want to reconnect with the church.
Yes.
So what we're saying is that desire holds the key to where the relationship's coming from.
Okay. Getting back into church.
Getting back into church seems to be where this individual is residing, somewhere in that theme.
But she's also, Adonna, you're concerned about finances too. Are you not working right now?
No, I just got laid off. And when I first started 4 months ago, they told me they would try to put me somewhere. I'm a perfect fit for the company. Then one day, last Monday, she came and told me, that I'm sorry, Friday's your last day. We had a budget cut.
What kind of work were you
doing? That was it. I was working for U.S. Auto Sales. I was doing scanning and data entry, all the bill of sales and information to the computer system.
And where do you live? Are you what's your living situation? Do you live on your own in an apartment, or do you have roommates?
I live with me and my three children.
Okay.
I have a partial roommate, but he just, you know, trying to get on his feet, and we both trying to get on our feet. But that's what I was thinking about, relationship, but it wasn't a relationship, but it just, I don't know where that's going. But I was trying to figure out what he was saying about this potential person that's in church. I'm kind of lost with that.
Well, no, you're not lost with it. What we're saying is that as you find it more convenient to get back into the church activities,
mm-hmm.
you're bound to find a man there that there's love awaiting.
Okay, in the church.
There's no lost element there. The only thing is, you know, you getting back into a church setting where you become more actively involved and participate. And what we're mm-hmm. saying is that in that experience, a man will appear that will be a potential partner for you.
Okay, in the church.
Yeah, in the church itself. That's what we're seeing, you see.
Okay,
so,
well, I meet him there because I'll be involved back in church?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, the first step is to get involved in church. You're going to church. You're doing whatever you're doing. You're getting involved. And maybe there's going to be somebody in that's going there too, and they are drawn to you, and they start talking, and then it just starts to happen. The magic starts to come in. That would be one example.
But she also needs a job.
I think it's pretty important.
Yes.
Yeah, you have some complications.
Right.
It seems like you have kind of an unhealthy relationship with your live-in that's so ill-defined, and yet there's some conveniences to it that's probably not really helping matters. But you know, in some way, you're working through something, Adonna, and the way to get out of your situation is to work through it in such a way that you can get back into church. And in the involvement of your participation and activity in church by just going, someone's going to show up. And if you have a church where there's a lot of people that come, that's where you're bound to find him.
Okay. Is he going to be a little bit older than me or young or somewhere close?
Those are
quite,
you know,
I mean,
we don't have time for that, but, you know, because it gets intriguing. I know you probably have 100 questions, but those are another day.
Okay, sure. Thanks, Adonna.
Thank
Good luck.
You.
Okay, 412 is next, and then we have a caller from 203. I think that's going to be as many as we're going to take today. Hello, 412. Are you there, caller? Okay, I'm going to put 412 on mute. Maybe they hear us, maybe not. 203, it's your lucky day. You're next.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your name?
So, my name is Ebony.
Ebony, okay.
Yes, my name
Hi,
is Ebony.
Ebony. Okay.
Hi, I'm calling from Connecticut. And I have a question. I'm going through a legal situation, and it seems like it's close, but the next thing you know, something else comes up, and I want to know if you see me getting through this successfully.
Okay. What's your birth date?
7/30/78.
So you're a 35/8. And what's the nature of the legal situation? Can you give us a little background on that?
Foreclosure.
Foreclosure on your home?
Yeah.
Okay. When did this process start?
It's been going on for some time now, yeah.
Well, you know, I think in the first stage of psychic insight, the first stage, not the final, but the first, there's complications. That are going to be pretty outstanding. Somewhere in the element of this, I don't know where this person's coming from, but there's a male, M-A-L-E figure. And I don't know if he holds ownership over the home or if it's a father or an inheritance or a husband or whatever it may be, but there's this male energy that seems to be, if it were a painting, you would be in the foreground and this male energy would be in the background. But he seems to be like waving the deed in the air. Now, in your life, is there any anything connected to a male energy that has anything remotely to do with your living situation.
No, but that's interesting. No.
What about what about the people foreclosing on the home? What about, do you have representation, an attorney?
Well, I went today. I got recommended because I was taking advantage of the lawyer clinic that they have on Wednesdays, and they were kind of advising me. And then I got a recommendation for an attorney I went to today. But now that he said that, like, it's a two-part situation where I was working with the mortgage company, and then they approved me for a modification. But I don't have – they haven't sent me out the documents yet. So once I take care of that, the person that they referred me to would help me go into a Chapter 13. But what the impression that I got is that I really need to get those forms, like, you know, I need to get this modification filled. But I haven't gotten anything from them.
Okay, so the individual that you may be referred to, is that a male or female?
It is a male. It is
male.
Okay. Another question I want to ask you, is your father alive or deceased?
He's alive, but he's not. He's never been in my life at all.
Yeah.
So there's that separation.
Father.
Yeah.
That's
okay. Well, the complication is right now in the process of filing. I think once that's done and you meet this man that you've been referred to, things shift
so
in your favor.
Let me ask a question, Ebony. If you are approved for these modifications and the forms, you get the forms, you fill them out, you do the Chapter 13, do you get to remain in the home rather than
That's
so
what
that's what
said.
You're trying
they
to do.
What they told me is that the 13 is definitely what I need to do. But what they're trying to do is, if I can get the modification, which I was already approved, but like once I get that all fine, when I go into the bankruptcy, I won't owe the mortgage company anything. It'll be rolled into the bottom half. So the other part that I owe, it will be a very nominal amount monthly that I'll pay, you know, back. I think it's for like 3 years or something like that. So that's what they were saying, that like you really should get this. But when he said that about this male waving the deed in my face, I'm thinking it's the attorney for the mortgage company because
that's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that kind of was like back and forth with this because he was like, well, we don't know if we're going to pay the debt on behalf of you or if we're going to take it and possess the home. But the attorney said that if I filed the 13, that, you know, that will take care of everything. The only thing is that if I file a 13 now without having signed the modification, they said that that could, like, blow the modification, which I want.
Yeah, don't do that.
You see, the complication you have and the intentions you should have with the attorney and all this is linked to backward in time to even your first altercations and complications you have with your biological father. Mm-hmm. So now the role playing is shifted over to these individuals, and there's still a theme going on of livelihood of home and security and things like that. But if we jump forward, though, in time into the future, it looks brighter. So it gets better as it moves forward, but follow their instructions and stay on top of things.
Okay,
well, hopefully that helps you,
yeah,
Ebony.
Yeah, that helps. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
We wish you luck. Hopefully you'll get to keep the home. That would be best, right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, let's try to bring our caller from 412 on again. Hello, 412, are you there? 412. Okay, so what I'm going to do is disconnect 412, and 412, we're going to wait a couple minutes to see if you call back because 412 area code is not answering us. We have a few minutes left, Neil. A lot of background noise. So, while we're waiting to see a 412 caller actually connects with us again. We have nobody else right now. So,
well, you know, I guess in doing readings, especially over the radio show, there becomes a marriage between the current life and the past life, the karmic element.
Yeah, which is, I think, for people that aren't really involved in the psychic world, it's a little bit baffling, confounding for them that the past life is going to bring, you know, these elements that are, you know, these unseen elements into the current status.
Yeah, it's difficult because people in a concrete world, people don't want to consider, you know, whatever past life, I have no control over that. I don't know what happened.
Right, and it's kind of a fanciful thing, the past life.
Yeah,
you know, not really
make-believe in them. So I just concern, and the ultimate question is asked, what, I just want to know what's going to happen. And that's ultimately the question of life, is what's going to happen to us in this worldly existence. But again, it's difficult because you have to dig deep like anything. Life isn't so simplistic that it's just sugar-coated and there's only one layer. There's deep layers. And so in order to make a responsible decision or conclusion on anything, it's best to look deeply into the elements that's even created the situation in the first place. And that's why we spend so much time sometimes probing the karmic elements and asking questions that may reveal something that's going on in the present state. So that's why I think karma and the past life energy is so important. And then from there, it immediately starts to impact an individual's life. The moment they're born, your whole living
right, exactly. Everything you're born into is karmic.
Yeah. So, you know, in that regard, and then there's also the marriage between karma and transcendence. Does karma lead into transcendence? Does karma have to be dissolved and eliminated in order for transcendence to occur?
Right, and obviously even in the transcendent phase on Earth, one is going to experience karma throughout the duration of a lifetime. So just because you've surpassed a certain age does not mean you have escaped karma. And you can reawaken that karma, that heavy karma that is experienced in those first karmic years in a transcendent phase if you make a wrong move.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, there are quick conclusions. I mean, to answer any given question with a quick conclusion is possible too, but that's not always the general rule of interpretation.
So we have 5 minutes left. We were discussing destinies, after death destinies, and we kind of had a nice space to discuss that topic on Wednesday, but we were kind of just getting into the psychic element and that part of it. I don't know if really 5 minutes is going to suffice, but
5 years won't suffice. because destiny.
Well, you can talk for 5 years straight. I bet that's to get you back for that ass comment earlier.
That's an asset or
an asset.
But the element of a destiny implies that there's some conclusion that is going to happen bound by a certain set of circumstances. So you have a destiny, you have a conclusion that's going to be derived. It's not so much creative as given.
Right, that you come down knowing before you come to the planet that that destiny is awaiting you. But in terms of after death, the destiny after death, is that always fixed or is it more creative? I mean, when you're on the planet, you can make choices that are going to impact the destiny that you face once off the planet.
I mean, the destiny of what happens in the afterlife is contingent on the performance of life itself in the previous lifetime. So everything we are doing in this particular lifetime amounts to how the outcome of it will be once our soul leaves our body and our soul starts to journey into whatever, well, destination that may be involved. So a lot of people just think, well, you live, you die, you turn to dust, that's it. You just live the life you live. okay, if so, if that's the case, that's the case. And anyone who thinks otherwise is going to be dead wrong, no pun intended, mm-hmm. when the crossover occurs, or you're not even going to know. You're just done. And that's it. But that's not our world. Our world is looking deeply into the mysteries of past lives, the journey of the soul, and really basically what is destiny. Destiny can be established before one comes down to the planet. It's your destiny to get married. It's your destiny to do this or to do that. It's your destiny to die at a certain time. Destinies are part of the marriage of existence. Some of the parts of existence involves creativity. And even the ability to change destiny becomes a creative factor in the outlook of life. So is it outlandish to say that destiny can be changed and this, so therefore it's not really termed as destiny? The answer is yes, which distorts the actual wordage of destiny.
We have another caller, Neil, but we've got 2 minutes in the show left. I don't know, should we bring them on briefly? Because we do have to finish on time today. So 661, you're on the air. Did you have a question?
Oh, hi. Actually, I just tuned in. I wasn't sure what time your show was, and sorry I came in so late.
That's okay.
My question is, do you see anything? What do you see for me? Birth date is 12/14/50. My name is Leslie.
6/7/8/18. Oh, is this Leslie? We know you, right? Outside of the
yes.
Leslie
I used
from
to
Virginia?
Be in Vermont, and I'm
oh,
in
Vermont.
California now. Finally moved, yeah.
6/7/8. Okay, 23/5. So Leslie has a daughter that you know, Neil. What's your daughter's name, Leslie?
Carrie.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've got like a minute left here. So what do we see for Leslie?
Well, it's weird, Leslie. The time is short, so we can't really get into details. But there's going to be a change. There's going to be a change within your living situation. That doesn't mean you're moving, but in the established place you're in right now, a change is going to occur structurally. Do you plan on? Do you own your home or renting?
No, we own it.
Are you planning to do any kind of remodeling? Is there anything on the page right now with the home itself?
Just some basic needs repainting and stuff like that.
Okay, so it needs repainting. How serious is the discussion regarding the painting at hand?
It's serious. It's probably going to be in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so right now, to answer your question, the tip of the iceberg is that the change we're seeing dramatically in the psychic reading is that there's going to be a change in your environment. Right now, it's pertaining to the painting of the house. Now, that is leading to something else. We don't have time to explain that, but that's leading to something else. But I'll tell you one thing. In the dreamlike symbolism of where that's leading, I see a cat. C-A-T.
Oh,
are there any cats in the environment?
Not in the neighborhood, not in my home, but yes, in the neighborhood.
Well, that's in the environment.
Well,
but
somewhere,
something.
That cat is a clue to something else that first stems from the painting. So we go to the painting of the house, then we have this cat that occurs, and then from there, it's probably taking us to another area we just don't have time to explore that might be more revealing.
So, Leslie, you're always welcome to call the show again. We
I will
are
do
on
that.
Night. I'm sorry?
I just said I will gladly do that. Absolutely.
Oh,
I want to ask
great.
You one question real fast. Did you ever see the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yes.
Remember the cat? The cat's name was actually Cat.
Oh, okay. Yes, I barely remember it, but I do. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Audrey Hepburn, George Papar, and the famous song Moon River.
Oh, okay.
Now, that cat played an important part. Believe it or not, it did. Somewhere in the story of this life of yours, a cat's going to play an important part.
We don't know yet that mystery, but that's where it's coming from initially.
So Leslie, we are on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific Wednesdays and Fridays. So I think maybe the last time you called, we were airing at a different time. So
I was on the East Coast, so I didn't remember what time. I knew it was in the afternoon, though, my time.
Well,
we used to
be on at 10 a.m. Pacific, so our time has changed as well. Had you called, you know, when that was going on, we would have been just starting the show. So that's maybe why you called late, too. So you're always welcome to join us again, and thanks for your call.
I appreciate it to both of you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we are back on the air on Wednesday, today is Friday, Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye-bye.